This recording is for use on the 24th of May as our Sunday devotion at Rickmansworth Baptist Church. We've been looking at the previous weeks over what teachings Jesus might have given to his disciples regarding the important things that he would have taught after his resurrection and in his appearances to them. And it boils down to, in the end, them understanding who it is that Jesus is. Jesus asked the question, "Who do you say that I am?" There are lots of different things that make this up. It's what's our perspective of Jesus. We spoke about the tribe perspective. It's about him being Messiah, about him being divine but also human. It's about understanding the atonement. And it leaves us with questions to answer. It would have left Jesus' disciples with questions to answer. These things prompt us to ask, why should we worship Jesus? What makes Jesus superior to other saviours? What difference has Jesus made in history? And what difference has Jesus made in our own lives? So first, why should we worship Jesus? Well, worship, first of all, is not just done by Christians. Lots of people worship in lots of different ways. Worship is not just about singing. It's not just to do with music, which some people incorrectly think it is. And worship is not just connected to a certain time or place. Worship is not just on Sunday mornings. Worship encompasses much more than that. In fact, if we define worship, we discover that worship is living our life individually and corporately as continuously living sacrifices to the glory of a person or thing. And there are lots of different things that people worship. People worship bands, musicians, celebrity, film stars, politicians, money, sports and sports teams. But who or what do you glorify? And how do you show that through your life and actions? And that is a key thing that every follower of Jesus, every so-called follower of Jesus, has to ask themselves to discover whether they really do worship Jesus in their life and actions. Well, first of all, we need to uncover our idols, identify who and what they are by looking at our lives. Who or what do I make sacrifices for in my life, we have to ask. Who or what is most important to me? We should ask ourselves the question that if I could have anything or experience anything I wanted, what would that be? What is the one person or thing I could not live without? What do I spend my money on? Who or what do I devote my spare time to? These are part of the questions we should be asking ourselves when we're considering what makes Jesus superior to other saviours. Well, what makes Jesus worthy of our worship, worthy of our attention, worthy of focusing our life upon, is that Jesus is superior to other saviours. Jesus saves us from sin, death, Satan, and God's wrath. When we think about what kind of saviour we need, perhaps we ask ourselves questions like, what am I most afraid of? What do I long for most passionately? What do I run to for comfort? What do I complain about the most? What angers me the most? What makes me happiest? How do I explain myself to other people? What has caused me to be angry with God? What do I brag about? What do I want to have more than anything else? Who do I sacrifice the most for in my life? If I could change one thing in my life, what would that be? Whose approval am I seeking? What do I want to control or master? And what comfort do I treasure the most? And then we need to consider the question regarding functional saviours. Who or what am I trusting to save me? It says in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 30, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." So Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus Christ is the sum and the centre of our faith. Our lives should be about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, and it should always be about Jesus if we worship him and follow him with our lives. So who do you say that he is? What difference would Jesus make in your life? Why do you choose to or not to worship Jesus? These are all key questions that the disciples of Jesus would have asked at the time, and that we must ask now as followers of Jesus. And it all boils down to that question that Jesus asked: Who do you say that I am?